My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. For the next few weeks, we're going to focus on buttoning up our houses for winter. First, if you run a wood stove, clean your chimney. Next, we'll look at one of the three notoriously biggest heat loss areas of most homes: rim joists, windows, and attic pull-down stairs. So this week, rim joists. I'm at the lumberyard fairly frequently. Every time I've been there for the past few weeks, someone's been picking up banking plastic. Banking your house, either with plastic, leaves, or bows, is one way to insulate rim joists. Rim joists are the horizontal band along the top of your foundation. If you have a wood-framed house and you're not on a slab, you have rim joists. Banking can be effective, and it's fairly inexpensive. If you're able to access your rim joists, there are fixes that cost a bit more and take more time, but you do them once and you're done. They're more effective and less expensive in the long run. The simplest of these options involves kitchen-sized plastic trash bags and fiberglass bat insulation. You cut a chunk of fiberglass insulation large enough to snugly fit the rim joist between the floor joists. Put it in a plastic bag, making a fiberglass pillow, and tuck it in place. The long runs parallel to your floor joists get full bats of insulation. The other way to insulate rim joists involves foam sheets and expanding foam. Cut the rigid foam to fit the rim joists. Don't worry about making them super tight. Tack them in place. Use cans of expanding foam to seal around the edges. With either technique, cover any holes with quarter-inch mesh hardware cloth prior to insulating. That will help keep the mice out. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.